Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Hei. This Mishnah is a continuation of the same idea as mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Mishneh Dalet, where two people deposited something with somebody, and there's unclear of who deposited the higher amount and who deposited the lower amount. So also over here, our Mishnah is going to describe a scenario where the same thing is true, but it's dealing with utensils instead of cash. V'chein shnei kelim, the Mishnah says. Also with two utensils, echad yafa mana, one utensil is worth $100, v'echad yafa elef zuz, and one is worth $1,000. Ze omer yafa shali, one of them says that the nicer one, the one that's worth $1,000 was mine. Ze omer yafa shali, and the other one says, no, the nicer one was mine. No sin lo esar katan le'echa mehen. You give the smaller utensil to one of them, umitocha gadol, and from the larger one, which means you need to sell the larger one, no sin demeah katan le'sheni. You give the amount of money that is the $100 utensil from the $1,000 that you sell it for, and you give it to the second party, Vashar, the other remaining $900, Yehemuna Chachiyavu Elio, should remain with you until Elio comes and is able to clarify with whom the truth is with. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, here also we're dealing with a scenario where the person to whom it's deposited with is not considered negligent, either because, like the Rambam explained before, that they brought these utensils together in one package, or because they did it they delivered it to him in front of each other. Either way, he is not considered negligent because of that, and therefore he only has to give the smaller amount to each one of them. And here also, as in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yossi, im kein mahifsed haramai. What will the con man, the one who's making a claim that's untrue, who says that I had the $1,000 utensil, even though he didn't, what does he lose by claiming the larger amount? Ela kol yehimuna chashavo elio. Everything is going to have to stay with the person with whom it's deposited until Elio comes, and therefore that's a disincentive for the con man to make a claim, therefore he's going to lose his $100. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah has an additional chiddush over the previous Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, who says that you're going to have to sell the item in order to give the $100 to the second party. Because in the first case, we know that you're not spoiling the item, you're giving the cash out, and the remainder remains with the person with whom it's deposited until it can be clarified, or until Yo comes, or until they admit it. But the cash is there, nothing has really changed. But in this scenario, you're going to actually have to sell one of the utensils. So you might think, if I'm going to have to sell one of them, maybe we should agree to Rabbi Yossi and say, put it all aside so that if the truth comes out, at least the utensil will still be intact and available to the person to whom it belongs. No, the Tanakhama still maintains that you sell the utensil and give $100 to each, and the remainder cash, it will be with him until Eliyahu HaNavi comes.